Pichu here. I just got done doing a meditation in a dragon magics course. As my diminutive fairy dragonette self made their way through a forest, I met a large entity with dark mirror-like eyes, and its draconic form was just laying there. I am now sensing it might be the spirit of Hothic nocturnal things like Ravenloft. As well, I had slight vision of my early life lizard folk Dungeons and Dragons character that has a head with pupilless eyes somewhat like I was seeing. If you want to get real, despite I aspire to be a sissy creature, I do have a hue layer of me that is very deeply Halloween stuff. As the doors of Ravenloft open, I am almost getting vision of Fluffanator with the question of a doubt whether I am too much of a powder keg or otherwise a dark nocturnal being. An irony, Fluffanator so often sees people that claim to be so dark end up pussies, so in contrast myself taking a step forward on the foot, I am a factual gung-ho pussy dude. I end up being dark stuff blatantly and kind of factual inadvertently. Well, I did meet my dragon spirit guide, and since I got their course, I might as well go with it. And as the dragon takes me to Ravenloft, I feel like the mouse folk I have been playing in the Curse of Strahd game. The dragon wants to step deeper as Fluffanator rolls his eyes as he is driving his car, making a vlog as he says, "Okay, now let's get real about this loser shit," and in satire I mean like the magic of being a loser type person. In reality, Strahd is a nasty, uncool, inhuman entity, sorta like the recent Salem's Lot film, and as Fluffanator veers his car to avoid something on the road, he notes this nerf, this fart fetish stuff is a sexual magic. The three ladies at the bar, the Bloody Vine, pause as one turns to Candid the mouse folk, and they say, "Actually, we do have a request that you can take you and your dragon and rid this world of Strahd forever." A necklace of femdom beta energy that allows Dirty to reframe themselves as a gay bottom, bisexual, back and forth between many worlds. Hannah shows up riding a dragon herself as she says with a snort, "Scott, rolling her eyes, you are totally not doing this alone." My dark dragon has a sideways look with its mirror-like pupilless eyes as Hannah has a dorkish sideways look at things herself. It is then Fluffanator stops his car, arriving at the Bloody Vine, as he says, "Okay, bisexual fairy dragonette mouse folk beta bottom bitch, whatever you see, all archetypes got light and darkness, and don't let anybody sell you that this stuff is a not thing of transformation." As one of the triplets owners of the bar, ladies has a twinge in their heart of strange cognitive dissonance, they run up to Candid the mouse folk, taking their road at high hand as they say, looking into their eyes, saying, "I myself did not realize I was not thoroughly dead, yet your kind words spoke to me, and despite what I do may betrayed my sisters, my years of gloom have taught me the clarity. There is something more." With Halloweeny organ music in abundance, she tells Candid the mouse folk a secret of Strahd von Zarevich's plot. Fluffanator scoffs, thinking where they are somehow drawn to the stupid Omega creature, as they say, "You have spiritualized fantasy worlds as real as being other can, so as a magic practitioner I can tell you things as real as you make it or see it as being real as well too." Nayarskiak is intrigued, perhaps slight tones of insulted or at least confused, as they look at this other weird large dark dragon creature beside Pichu. Pichu asks Nayarskiak what's wrong, and the answer is really nothing, as much as they are not into a certain hue of energy, so as long as you are a sissy creature advancing as a sissy creature, that's more than okay, even jovial, because it's all kinda immature as well too. Fluffanator stops, thinking to themselves, saying, "Weenie pussy people magic." Fluffanator gets into his car and thinks, scoffing, saying, "Stupid poor ass Omega, I mean for real, what would be the buffoon needing that? I suspect some shit course wouldn't be providing, at least leaving out the darkness with the light, missing so much of what the darkness provides." Fluffanator snaps his fingers and says, "Okay, why was that dark dragon being rude or glaring?" As I put my hands on the dragon, asking how I have angered you for first time, it moved and smiles. The stone of the occultist, as Zach begins an extremist sarcasm, takes me farther. What makes the occult special over the psychonaut and mind frames of Vitell worlds is it is a place where imagination becomes alive and reframes painting over reality. Sorta like David Pumpkins noticed in the militarily, where his co-worker Howe was into the Bible got farther. This convoluted losermancy is that change in narrative I need for advancing forwards, the cure for cognitive distortions and overall narrative change in outlook. The spy, the psychonaut, and the occultist. Worlds of seeming opposition all flowing like a Celtic knot weave of the same song as the derpy hood's pony juggles the stones, and how they contrast their own being. The spark is not as much an alicorn as much a reflection of Nayarskiak themselves. A world where fantasy becomes reality, where the hidden and unknown opens doors to new possibility and self-deprecating satire of the constructivism of our own neural imprinting. And as the Hydra system turns, it is not whether I am gay, hetero, transgender or bisexual, law or chaos, light or darkness, dumb, smart, weak or strong, as much it is yes to all in the game of hopping worlds and reframing. And with the sarcasm of Zach begins Ash extremism, my middle name is now Dancing with Dragons, no matter how stupid that is, for the fact I am already otherkin. Basically, as I feel a song as a self-aware metaprogrammer of the nervous system and so many layers of plurality, the answer is yes, and seeing and acknowledge that changes everything. And as Hannah and a pack of others are riding dragons, I awkwardly get my fairy dragonette self mounted on the back of the larger towering dark dragon as it gets a grinning smile. As real as my unquenchable yearning need for humiliatrix, we are the losers, and in our YOLO only live once extremism, we unmask to more than degradation, we unite to magic in how we advance forward to deeper tiers of regression and pussifiction, uniting to a world of meaning like Song of Light hitting a prism. As Fluffanator grabs the wheel of the car, he admits fluff and stuff watering it down ain't that intelligent or even real. Stuff brings changes at times, powerful ones. Think of this as a darkly expanding quest, or isn't even real, challenging yourself and your beliefs included. Fluffanator sighs as they say, "I bet you like Slackware and Ravenloft because it's challenging. So get your nerf, this and just as well addressing the goddamn shadows in this, because if you're saying there isn't a problem or something that needs changes to be addressed, it ain't real. Meaning if this isn't transforming your life, it doesn't damn do well anything. Straw pulls out a fish-like oversized sardine from a kit and puts it into a pet bowl. Fluff and Nader rolls down the window and barks yelling at Pichu, Hannah, and the other furry otherkins. You're goddamn losers, you know that. Beware jerks with the tool, it's possible you damn weenies might be that so factually much you got to watch your damn candy asselves in public. As Candid the Mousefuck feels weak as characters form the curse of the Wurche Wurwa film, hide the large dark dragon says full post, just because you're losers doesn't mean you don't get any, you're just mousy like rogues, as it has a dark chuckle.